Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Verse Number 28. Jigyasitatma yatatyo yatahatyo munevyasa sutad aso hitvedam nripagangayam yasyat yada kutobayam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who would be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self, or the knowledge of self-realization. Without self-realization, philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from the material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. This material world is fearfulness. Its prisoners are always fearful, as within a prison house. In the prison house, no one can violate the jail rules and regulations. And violating rules means another term of extension of prison life. Similarly, we in this material existence are always fearful. This fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in the material life, in all species and varieties of life, is full of anxieties, either by breaking or without breaking the laws of nature. Liberation, or mukti, means getting relief from these constant anxieties. This is possible only when the anxiety is changed to the devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. This is done in the association of a learned philosopher like the self-realized Sukadeva Goswami, the great son of Vyasadeva. Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Sukadeva Goswami and achieved the desired result. There is a sort of imitation of this reciting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men, and their foolish audience thinks that they will get free from the clutches of material attachment and attain the life of fearlessness. Such imitative hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is a caricature only, and one should not be misled by such a performance of Bhagavatam Saptaha, undertaken by ridiculous greedy fellows to maintain an establishment of material enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada Patita Bhavani Ki Jai. So, the first line of this purport is extremely significant. Like, in fact, all the lines are extremely significant, but we'll go through it one by one. It says that material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. So all the knowledge that people are getting and paying a big price for, whether you go to a smaller college like Bellevue Community College, or a big college like the University of Washington, or even bigger colleges like Harvard, Yale, and Stanford, or MIT, you pay a lot of money. You go through a lot of classes, and what do you end up with? Ignorance of knowledge, not knowledge. Knowledge or jnana. This was the homework for our kids this Saturday and Sunday. Knowledge, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom in English, and jnana and vijnana in Sanskrit. What is that difference? The definition of knowledge and wisdom in English, if you look it up in the dictionaries, is minus Krishna. And in jnana and vijnana, it's plus Krishna. So therefore, all the knowledge that's being learned in schools today is ajnana, according to Sanskrit, learning. It's not jnana. Jnana means three levels. One, understanding the difference between, understanding the material nature and the difference between the soul and the body. And then understanding the presence of the individual soul and Paramatma, the super soul in this body. And then understanding that Paramatma and the individual soul, Jivatma, and the material nature, Prakriti, all come from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything comes from Krishna, including Narayana, including Vishnu, including everything. So that is called jnana. And vijnana in Sanskrit means acting in the relationship with Krishna and understanding the proper relationship with material nature and understanding the presence of super souls, the witness of everything we do, and understanding that the supreme goal of life or the most confidential knowledge is service to Krishna with love and devotion. So there's a huge difference in the definition of knowledge and wisdom in English as compared to Sanskrit. There's no comparison of the two. And because of that, we are duped to believe that we get an education in schools and higher institutions of education, such as colleges and universities and so forth. And what does it do? Like, just like one person I know is trying to get a job in Amazon. And he's got a lot of knowledge, of practical knowledge, of doing computer programming and so forth. They submit him to a constant barrage of anxiety to get that job. He goes through three levels of interviews, and the final level is five consecutive hours of constant anxiety-ridden questioning. And the last hour is with a person called the high bar. You ever hear that, high bar? You know what that means? That means that he has nothing to do with the position that the person is trying to get. He's a nasty, mean person who comes in and intimidates the candidate. Intimidates by asking all kinds of questions that are oblique. They're not directly connected to what he has to do, you see. So this kind of intimidation is what material life is about. We're always intimidated by circumstances. Just like what happened yesterday. The rioters went to Bellevue and Renton and Tukwila. They'll probably come to Redmond and Sammamish tonight, today, maybe. You see, they're intimidating people. They went to, and they were supposed to go to Snohomish. So Snohomish is a smaller town, and it has a downtown area. It has a lot of shops. What happened? Individual citizens with guns showed up to protect the downtown area of Snohomish. And not one of the thugs went there. They came in with AK-15 guns and things like that. And not one thug went there. Right? But they went to places where basically the police were in lockdown. They were not allowed to really stop them physically until it became too serious, and then they did something. So this, the whole nature of material life is anxiety, as Prabhupada explains here. However, material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self, or the knowledge of self-realization. We can go through a whole lifetime of acquiring knowledge, reading so many different books, and it's Shrama Evahi Kevalam. It's worthless. It doesn't give us self-realization. It makes us more attached to the body, more attached to false designations, the upadis. I am this, I am that. And therefore, one becomes entangled so much in material life with so many misconceptions that they have no possibility at all of liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Prabhupada says, without self-realization, philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. And this is what material education is. It's everything minus Krishna. Philosophy, mathematics, and sociology, and geology, and geography, and so many subjects, microbiology, all minus Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self. So, if you don't know who you are in reality, what's the use of studying anything else? It's as if you're beginning with a handicap that's in, let's say, you're incapable of overcoming by not studying who you are, rather than studying all kinds of mundane subjects. So first you have to figure out who you are. Then you can figure out what you want to do in life. But if you never figure out who you are, you'll never figure out what you should actually be doing in life. And therefore, it's a life of anxiety and frustration. So, this material world is fearfulness. Its prisoners are always fearful, as within a prison house. In the prison house, no one can violate the jail rules and regulations. And violating the rules means another term of extension of prison life. So, what are the rules? No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. One should regularly, every day, chant minimum 16 rounds. Here's Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by genuine devotees, and engage in the hearing process. It should not be imitative hearing. This imitative hearing, someone goes to a one-day, two-day, five-day, seven-day seminar on a particular subject, and they sit there, and they hear a bunch of jokes and funny stories and this thing and that thing, and they don't get purified. They were entertained. There's a difference between being entertained and being purified. Prabhupada, when he spoke, almost all the time he was just speaking philosophy. He was not telling stories. Sometimes he would tell a very short story, but it was all philosophy, say, mostly. And why? Because he's trying to instruct people. And he would repeat things also. But if you listen carefully, he would always repeat things with an added surplus of deeper realization. So this fearfulness is called anxiety. You know how many people take drugs for anxiety in the United States? Up to 50% of the population, maybe even more. They're anxious. They don't know what's going to happen in the future. They're worried. It's like I have a friend. He's a very, very wealthy man. He's staying out of the United States. Took his family. They're staying in a small island off the coast of England. Thinking that they're going to be safe there. And there are a lot of rich people like that. They have their bunkers. They have their own island. You know, they buy an island off of Hawaii. Hawaii, by the way, is the most remote place in the whole world. in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And then they buy an island, a small island, or Hawaii is made up of many islands. And they buy their own island so that no one can reach them, they think. But death can reach them. Old age can reach them. Disease can reach them. Yeah. So this is the ridiculous situation of people in the world today. And they're seeing how hopeless it is. The anxiety only increases. It doesn't decrease. So Prabhupada says, the fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in material life, in all species and varieties of life, is full of anxieties, either by breaking or without breaking the laws of nature. Yeah, even the people who follow. No meat eating, no gambling. They're also in anxiety. You know, losing a job, not being able to pay a mortgage, losing your status to stay in the United States, or losing this or losing that. All of this is material attachment. Now, if a person says, okay, what are you trying to say? Should we not be attached to anything? Should we not protect ourselves? Should we just eat some rice and chant Hare Krishna? No, we're not saying that. We're saying that one should strictly follow the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness and stanis tatastuti katan tanaman manobi. One should regularly, every day, hear Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, discuss it, ask questions, and research, and go deeper and deeper into who I am, what is my relationship with Krishna, and what I should actually be doing every day as a devotee. The only protection we have is Krishna's protection. Everything else is uncertain. Like, for example, you can go on the internet now, you'll see many, many stories of people's businesses being broken up. In fact, there was one thing that happened in Rochester, New York. These thugs were breaking the windows of a small business, and the wife comes out and starts screaming at him, and they beat her up. Then the husband comes out and tries to stop them. They beat him. Then he runs away. Then he comes back and starts screaming, "Stop beating my wife!" That didn't stop anything. The wife was in the hospital. He was also beaten up. Their store was also smashed. So, you see, the only protection we have is Krishna. And Krishna promises, Kanteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasiti, that he'll protect his devotee. Now, either we're going to believe it or not believe it. If we're going to believe it, then we should double down on practicing Krishna consciousness. Do whatever our duties are in life. We have to work honestly. But we should also be engaged in some kind of preaching work or some kind of devotional service that's regular. And that is our only protection. And we have to believe that Krishna protected Prahlad Maharaj. He protected the Pandavas. He protected Kunti Devi. He protected so many devotees. And he'll protect us also. We have to have that faith. That is the basis of faith and surrender to Krishna. That Krishna is the ultimate protector of the devotee. And he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada says, liberation or mukti means getting relief from these constant anxieties. That's a very important statement. Mukti is getting relief from these constant anxieties. This is possible only when the anxieties change to devotional service of the Lord. In other words, we have to be convinced by engaging in devotional service, all problems will be solved. And by avoiding it, and being in anxiety and worrying about this and worrying about that, nothing will get solved. It just gets worse. The situation just gets worse. The next situation will be a nuclear war with China. What are you going to do? You can't do anything. Even your guns won't help at that point, you say. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. Now, what does that mean? Change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. Well, if we're anxious about doing our service, that is positive anxiety. And if we're anxious about losing our job or losing our house or losing our status, that is negative anxiety. So we should change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. You see, no one can write like Prabhupada. No one has the insight that Prabhupada has, right? They'd say, well, you got to wear a mask, and you have to, you know, keep social distancing, and you know, the governor says stay at home and don't spread the disease. All a bunch of nonsense. All a bunch of hooey, as they say in English. They're not saying anything that's meaningful, right? Rather, give up meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and intoxication. Start chanting Hare Krishna, engage in devotional service, eat only prasadam, and associate with devotees. Ah, that's substantial information. There's, you know, wear a mask and social distancing and blah blah blah. All a bunch of nonsense. It's not going to solve any problem. Yeah, you might not get coronavirus, but someone will come and smash your store or smash you. So what did you gain? You didn't gain anything. What we need to gain is changing the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. We should be anxious about being on time every day for Mangal Arati, for classes, chanting our rounds, and hearing, not imitative hearing, but attentive hearing. One who attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam. That is the quintessential part of our hearing. We should attentively and submissively hear the message of Bhagavatam. Then he says, this is done in the association of a learned philosopher like the self-realized Sukadeva Goswami, the great son of Srivyasadeva. Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Sukadeva Goswami and achieved the desired result. Desired result? Love for Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Complete dedication to Krishna. And spreading the glories of Krishna. Telling everyone about Krishna. Okay, so, and then Prabhupada completely lampoons or blasts this imitative hearing, this Bhagavatam Saptaha, which is, Prabhupada says, an undertaking by ridiculous, greedy fellows to maintain an establishment of material enjoyment. Haribo. Srila Prabhupada Patita Pavane Ki Jai. How come, you know, well, let me ask a question. How come every day when we hear Prabhupada's purports, it's absolutely pertinent to what's going on? How come? Is it accidental? No. It's not accidental. It's absolutely pertinent. It's a miraculous experience. People want miracles. Here's a miracle right now. He's written this purport that's absolutely pertinent to today. And it's something that we need to hear. But there's only, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Only 6 people hearing it. 7 people. Well, Daniel is 8. 2 more online. Okay. So 10 people, you know, maybe the pujaris also. So. Yeah, just a handful of people. And these are our own devotees, right? We have over 100 initiated devotees and so many congregational members and not interested. Srila Prabhupada Patita Pavan Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi Haribo. Are there any questions? Yes. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. Now, most people don't understand what that means, right? That means, instead of being anxious about your job, about your money, about your body, you become anxious about doing your service regularly and properly. It's like you're washing the dishes every night. You're the only one doing that. I mean, there are other people that help out maybe one day, 2 days, but you're doing it every night. Okay, somebody, but you're there every night. See, that's what's changing the anxiety from matter to spirit. Any other questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Gaur Premanandi, Haribo, Haribo. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.